This is Real Talk, where all walks of life come together for thoughtful, constructive conversation. No arguments, no debate, just transparency. I'm John Warden, and this is Real Talk. Good morning, everybody. It is time for Real Talk. I hope that everyone around you knows exactly what you're thinking this morning. I hope that you've woke up and used no body language to express how you feel. Like what happened to me when we walked into the studio today, someone looked at me and said, "Man, are you feeling okay today? You look tired."
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. So that leaves two of the three out. So it's real talk. And so here we sit today. And no, I did not powder up for the cameras. I did not use any eye cream, makeup, or anything else. I have no lipstick on. Not yet. But it sounds like we might be leaning towards that. So in a world where audible responses are things that we need to get into, then there's body language. And sometimes what's said and sometimes what they mean are two different things. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. Good morning, you.
See, I don't have a name today. I'm the lipstick girl today.
She's the lipstick. If you can tell already this morning, we are in a different mode and mood. You would have to have hung out around the studio for the last 30 minutes to realize this is real talk, and we've been having some really good talk here this morning. Now, I don't know if everything was arable, as they say, but I can tell you that we've had some great talks and some fun. So I hope your Saturday morning is going well, and I hope if you're viewing this on CN2 sometime during the week, Tuesday, Wednesdays, my understanding is when these things are going to come on and fill in blanks over the weekends, that you are going to laugh along with us. Today's subject is body language. Now, body language to me is one of those things that when I was a kid growing up, my dad used to take me out when he would knock on doors or canvas and he would sell jobs and he would put me in a room and he would say, "Son, you learn a whole lot more by watching the reaction than it is for sometimes what they're saying." And I think as I've grown over, that's become true. In dating and in hanging out in business transactions or just professional transactions and just how you deal with things. Dealing with kids. Kids are the greatest for that. My Millie, she'll tell you, "Daddy, I love you." And she's got this look on her face like, "I'm up to something," but you really don't know what that is yet.
Right.
And so you just read that. So today we're going to take on body language and see exactly how effective it is and how effective we are. Tom Moody is with us today. And, you know, with a hat like this, I got to tell you, there's no telling what's going to come out of his mouth. And then there's Catherine Miller, who today decided that she needed lipstick. And I don't know why, but it was just something that maybe it was the body language that she read that said, "You're missing something, Catherine." But that's okay. We're going to have some fun today. So get your coffee, get ready. Sit in your chair, look around the room, make some expressions to one another, keep quiet and listen. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, body language.
Yes. Two kinds of body language. The kind I'm going to read, the kind I see from you guys. What are you really saying? Are you uncomfortable? Am I making you uncomfortable? I mean, I'm a salesman, so I've got to be able to read people to the best of my ability. Are they believing me? Are they buying what I'm saying? Am I being too loud? Am I standing too close? In fact, I had a salesman. I called him New Wave Dave. His name was Dave Griffin. This is back in the early 90s in Atlanta. And I used to tell Dave, "Dave, if you can touch your customer, you're standing too close." Because Dave was this guy. Oh. You know what I mean? I mean, everything was this, but he was phenomenal. Some people can get away with that type of approach, other people can't. But New Wave Dave got away with it. He was good. But he was right here when he was talking to you. So are you intentionally doing things with your body as a salesman, as a manager? Are you trying to get a point across with your wife, with your spouse? Are you doing it intentionally, or now is it something where you've got your feelings hurt? Am I smart enough to know that I just hurt somebody's feelings? So it's out there. And that's assuming that you're in the same room with somebody. What if you're texting? You know, have you ever misread a text? Mm. Or it's like, you look at a text and you think to yourself, oh my God, she's mad. Or you look and you go, why are you yelling? And so there's their body language in the digital world. I think there is.
Well, there's emojis, so there's got to be.
Oh, yeah, emojis. I forgot about emojis.
I have an exact example with a coworker. When he hears this, he'll know who he is. But he said, I have to tell you something. It's something you do all the time, and I don't think it's intentional. And I said, what is it that I do? And he said, the thumbs up emoji, you use it all the time. And I said, okay. I said, that's me confirming I understand. And he said, to me, it's you saying, okay, I already knew that. It's sarcasm. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's never how I meant it to you. He said, you use it all the time. And I know you as a person, so I know that's not what you are trying to say. So now sometimes I'll just do it just to be funny.
For sure.
To be sarcastic.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, well, I take it the same way. Sometimes when somebody gives me that thumbs up, I'm like, it's like, go away. You're bugging me. I don't want to talk anymore. Yeah. I don't have time to press letters, so I'm going to hit this ugly figure thing. I'm not a sarcastic person. So when it comes to that, I can see something and I can say something. When I'm having conversations, I can hear somebody communicating with me. And so when they're talking with me, they're going through this and they're saying all these things, but everything about what they're doing and saying says the complete opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like your wife looking at you say, I love you. But she has that look on her face like I could rip your eyes out. Do you know what I'm saying? I could claw you right now because you're getting on my nerves. And you haven't done exactly what I want. And so there are things, and speaking of my lovely wife, and I'm not, to be very true, she'll be the first one to tell you. Whenever something's going on in the room and she's not even part of the conversation or the one speaking and she's listening, I mean, I've literally watched her at a table out in a restaurant eating. And a customers or people next door, right next to the booth, would be talking and communicating. And her whole face is like, I can't believe he's talking to her like that. I can't. She's all in it. I'm like, Tammy, over here, please. You know, concentrate over here because your face is saying you're part of the conversation. You haven't even said anything yet. So those are the fun things that you watch. But when I look around the room and I think through things, and when you're saying things, the reaction of how they're listening, you know, from children on up, are they looking at you in the eyes? You know, my dad was one of those ones. Son, when I'm talking to you, look me in the eyes. I want to see what's going on. It's like he had this deep, dark, voila, you know what I mean? You have to be looking at me to know exactly what I'm saying. You're not hearing me unless your eyes are looking at me kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so with that, how well do we communicate with body language?
So I think body language is super important. And I think it's important not just for the person that is showing the body language, what they are portraying and that they're very aware of it, and for you to take up cues from them. So knowing somebody well and not knowing somebody very well can make a difference, like we just talked about with the text, like not knowing what they're really meaning by said body language. Like anger is one. Like a great example I'll give you of my kids. The other day I said something and one of my kids were like, your mom is so scary. And she gets mad all the time. And I was like, what? And I said, what? And he said, no, I had to tell my friend, oh, she isn't mad. He's like, oh, she's mad. No, she's not mad. Because I jokingly would be like, okay, you can say something like that. And I said, how do you know if I'm mad? He said, I know you're mad because you underbite. And I said, do what? He says, that tells me, uh-oh. I've messed up.
Do you do the underbite when you dance too?
And I don't know, but apparently that is the cue to my children, I've messed up. Up until that point, they know they haven't crossed the line. But at
that point—
You just
did the underbite.
You really did. I saw it.
You know, when you start talking about these type of things in reading expressions, body languages, you know, that's what it is. You know, what's coming out of the mouth and what the body's telling you are two different things. You know, we've established that point. But let me read you something here, okay? Body language is a form of nonverbal communication where physical behaviors convey thoughts, emotions, and intentions, often more powerful than words. Again, atmosphere in the room, you know if you're getting through. You know, you talk to your kids, and I've got twin five-year-olds, and I got one, Josiah, that he's just a beautiful kid, but he is no more listening than the man in the moon. It does not matter what you say to that child. Son, look at daddy. And he'll look the other way, and he'll go the other way, and they say, son, are you listening? And then I'll say to him, son, repeat back to me what I just said. And verbatim, most of the time, he'll go, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, well, he's listening, but his body language is telling me he's on another planet. Okay, somewhere. And so, and each person different, but the more familiarity, the more you are around somebody, you get to know them. You know when you walk into proximity, not just the fun stuff or the aggravating stuff, it's also the serious stuff. Hey, what's going on with you today? Kind of thing, you know? So it's a, body language is an exhibitor of an emotional state sometimes, or a deep thought, or a troubled state. You know, it can be all these things that are above. But I think is it subconscious? It is to the point where I think, Tom, people make it conscious. It's intentional for you to read the language that's not being said.
Well, there's also, you know, are you trying to figure somebody out that you've never met before? Mm-hmm. Or somebody that you've known your whole life, you know? And can you be wrong about it? I meet people all the time that I've never met before on a first-time basis. Now, the relationship will start on the phone, and it'll start via an email or a text. But ultimately, we're going to meet someplace. We're going to do some type of a business deal. So as soon as they get out of their car or they're at the coffee house and I walk in, and I mean, this thing is going on, immediately I'm trying to win them over. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this long enough, and I feel like I'm good enough at reading people when I have their confidence or their trust. That's the biggest difference for me. If somebody is still doing a deal with me and it's early in the relationship and I know that they don't trust me yet, it's obvious to me. So
what are those, I guess, cues to you? So like you said, there's people you know, and there's things like the underbite comes out with me, with my kids. No, not everybody's like that. So what are the tall tale signs of trust to you that you'll see that is a regular everyday versus something that's specific to a person that you know already?
Well, one thing is, how open are they to telling me about what's really going on?
That's right.
You know what I mean? What's the real deal? Somebody needs to buy a house. Let's just boil it down to that. Somebody needs to buy a house. Why? You know what? Why do they need the house? Well, I need the house because my dad's fixing to move in and the place we have is too small. That's what the deal is. It's about dad. How quick are they going to tell me why they're there? And if they're not telling me everything, then they're just going to have smaller answers, one-word answers. Or if they don't like the house that we're looking at, sometimes they don't feel comfortable enough to go, yo, Moody, I don't like this place. Once we get to a point where they can do that, well, then I know that we've accomplished something. It's also, how are they walking around the house? How are they walking? Are they walking with a little bit of confidence? Are they unsure? Are they trying to move slowly? And the other thing for me is humor, is jokes, is the comfort part of it. You know, are they actually, can I get away with saying some things to some people that I can't with others? And the answer is always yes. So you have to know when you can, because I've made jokes before with customers and it just doesn't land. And I think that maybe they thought I was serious, you know? So you have to be able to gauge that, because if you're explaining yourself, you're in trouble. But how does a person respond as soon as they get out of the car? It's so important. Do they want me to go right up to them? Are some people huggers? Some people are.
That's right.
You know, some people are. Do they want me to just wait? And so it's instinct for me. I would hate to teach a class on it and say, do it this way, do it that way, do it this way. It's almost impossible. You've got to have some type of feeling on the inside.
Instinctive.
Yes. Yes. That this person is comfortable with me, this person isn't comfortable with me. The quicker you can get to that point, and it doesn't mean you can't change it, because you can go from comfortable to uncomfortable immediately. And then if you can figure it out, then you're in better shape. But you've got to know when you're in too close to them, or when you're talking too loud or too soft. So I think it has to do a lot with just performance.
Well, I think one of the things you said is a lot of your interactions are first time with people. So to me, if it was a first time interaction, I would watch how they interact with other people as well.
Agreed.
To try to read the emotions, try to read what they're trying to say with their body language. For instance, if it's at a house and I'm the realtor and I'm waiting for them to get out of the car and they're on the phone, and I can hear the conversation, not eavesdropping, but I can hear the tone in their voice that they're frustrated with somebody. Watch them as they hang up that phone. How do they, what does their facial expression say? Do they do a roll their eyes, a slam the phone down, and then they get out of there and go, hi, how are you?
Oh, I have some of those that work for me.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Arguing with each other and too, hello, Champion Services. And it kills me when I walk in the room.
So I would look for that same reaction when, if I, they did or didn't like something. If I can tell it's a fake reaction to me, like they gave me as a greeting after they were just very frustrated with somebody on the phone. Yeah. So I think that's a lot of things I try to really pay attention to. How are they interacting with other people? Am I picking up on those same cues when they're doing those with me and seeing that they're not genuine reactions?
Well, I think that's a key point. Another thing too, it has to do with comfort. You can really... Tension is something that you've heard the old saying, cut with a knife. Well, you can sense it, you can feel it. And if someone, you realize that it's the old thing of tactics. And it's not tactics to gain advantage. It's tactics to control the atmosphere. Now, whether that's always a sale or always a not, you always leave them with a warm and fuzzy. In sales that we all are, if we're talking about that aspect of body language. But Catherine, in sales, confidence and trust are epitome, but you're reading the tea leaves too, what's going on in the room. You're seeing if you're getting through and finding an avenue to get through, not just for sales, for relationships. Well, I don't want to talk about it. Well, find a way to do it. You know, that kind of thing. Those are the things. So, talk to me about your most effective sales technique.
Well, I don't know if... I think it goes down a couple roads here, because not only am I dealing with people that are trying to make a decision on their marketing, but I'm also dealing with them after the fact when they are preparing their ads that are supposed to go on air. And they're nervous because they've never done that before. And so we
did the ad work.
And did the ad work.
Did I make a mistake, you know?
There's a lot of different things, angles that we're coming from. And I think one I would like to tackle is the nervousness in the studio, listening to individuals like, I've never done this, and talking them through, okay, there's nobody but the three of us in the room,
right.
The person hitting the buttons, me coaching you through this, and you. We can do it 700 times if we need to. And that reassures them, because a lot of people come in with the expectation it's a one shot and we're done. And then don't read it. Have expression. Smile when you talk. Then sometimes I'm like, you know what? Just sit back. Let's breathe.
Yeah.
Take a couple minutes. Dealing with kids get nervous, and talking them through other things and making them realize it's okay. We're good. Just the reassuring that it's going to be okay. And I think when I'm talking to somebody from their sales plan, a marketing plan, I sit down and I talk them through everything. What questions do you have? Reassuring them that this isn't sign the dotted line and you're on your own.
That's
this
right.
is a partnership.
That's right. And we're engaging and investing in you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
And that's what I tell people. I don't do this to take people's money, because that's a lose situation for both people. Because if I'm not doing what's effective for you, then you're not coming back.
Right.
And I'm not winning and you're not winning. So who wins there? Nobody. I want somebody that is successful, that what we put into place works, that they want to do more, their business is thriving, and that's ultimately the goal. And so talking them through piece by piece, answering questions, because sometimes us in our own industry, we get wrapped up in knowing what the terms are and what they mean. And it kind of expect everybody else to really think
to
that,
understand it.
You know, it's like talking to a doctor and they're using all these technical words and you're like, what does that mean? Yeah. And so I don't want to say speak in layman's term, I guess is the best way. Let me break it down in a way that—
Or dumb it down.
Yeah.
You know, it's and it as a performer— And that's what we are. You do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Right.
So you have to prepare yourself. You have to be able to read them. Are they getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if I'm so blind to their body movements that I think they're getting it, but they're not, mm-hmm. I'm never going to succeed in whatever I do.
Absolutely. And I think that's universal. That's not just in business.
But there's all
that's
kinds
in relationships. That's in everything.
But they don't get it. They don't see that. They don't understand. Like I like what you said about, you know, I might always be late, but you know, Jesus is always on time. Because here's my John story, and I have John stories that sometimes they're only 24 hours old, which this one just happened yesterday.
What's the rating on these? But go ahead.
So he called. We're on the phone like we always are, and he's like. First off, he's got me on speaker or whatever, and he's having a conversation with several of the cars next to him. You can figure that out. So he goes, I'm in traffic. I'm on my way to my 4 o'clock appointment. And I can tell that John is giving some pretty heavy body language while he's driving. I said, John, it's 5:15. You're going to be late to the 4 o'clock appointment.
Just a little.
Do you want me to call him for you? He says, no, don't worry about it. He goes, I'll take care of it. And I promise you, when he got out of the car, it was fine. You know, as soon as he got out, the people were probably a little anxious, probably a little mad. And in John's way, he immediately addressed that issue. It's no longer about what I'm selling or what you're buying. It's about, hey, I'm sorry, I'm late, here's what happened, blah, 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 before you know it. Now you're talking about the children, you're talking about church, you're talking about, oh, that's a nice car you have in the driveway, I see you just mowed your grass. You're talking about anything other than what it is you're
the
there
for. The purpose
for,
yeah, that's it.
And when you can get to that as a performer, a salesman, an advertising executive, especially in advertising. I make the joke all the time. I'll be sitting there because I love ads on TV. I love writing ads. I like being in television commercials. Nowadays, you can watch an ad on TV and not even really know what it is they're selling. When the ad is that good, especially during the Super Bowl, you're like, was that State Farm? And somebody will be like, no, I think that was a Budweiser commercial. I'm like, it's so effective.
Well, I don't know if that's effective, though. Who the advertiser is.
But that's my point.
But that's the whole purpose of body language. Body language is, what do you mean?
Somebody else and something else. And, you know, it's just this big, huge thing. But I'm not saying it's effective or it's not effective. It's just true. There's some ads that are so good that you have to really think about what they are, as opposed to, hey, this is Tom with Joey's Used Cars. Come down to Main Street. You know, that's a pretty effective ad if that's what you want to do.
Are you picking at me, Tom? I'm the nervous guy in the studio. You know what she's talking about? Yeah. She's really picking on me. Right.
Yeah, some people are at ease in front of the camera, Catherine.
Body language. Hey guys, there's a lot of, if you hear silence, there's a lot of body language going on, and there's like epilogues of things being spoken, said. Remember, it's a whole conversation without something being said. Mm-hmm. It's the unsaid avenue of communication.
Well, and are you focusing on me? Do I feel that? Do I feel like I'm the only person in the room? That's so important as salespeople. Are you getting my 100% attention? You've got to be able to convey that. It doesn't even matter. Salespeople, I'm talking to my wife, talking to my children, I'm talking to anybody, a customer, maybe a vendor, maybe a lender, maybe a mortgage company. If they feel like they're getting all of me, they're going to know. they're going to know.
Catherine?
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's not just, you know, in a professional setting, your friends, everybody, if you're not clued into what they're saying, you're not in the zone with them, and they will then know, okay, what's going on here? Like, we're not having a real conversation. And I think your body language shows that. If you're sitting here playing on your phone, if you're sitting here watching TV behind the person, or you're reading notes, there are several people in my life, and they will do other things when they're listening to me, and I will stop, and I will say, are you listening to me?
Yeah, you know it.
And the funny thing is, to them, they are paying attention. They're one of those people that can do two. But to me, I need you looking at me. That tells me you are paying attention to me, and I have your undivided attention. Because I can't wrap my hands around the fact that somebody is capable to divide themselves on sending a text and pay attention fully of what I'm saying. I don't know. I guess that's the, everybody's a little different, but I know for me, and my dad's the same way, like, look at me. Eye contact is super important. I think that's that generation as well. So I think being aware of those things of people in your life that maybe you're okay with no eye contact, but the person you're talking to needs eye contact to understand that they're engaging in a conversation and you're comprehending what they're saying.
I see that too when I'm doing business with somebody that has a problem with eye contact. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, that's who this person is. Maybe they're shy. Maybe something's happened to them in their life. I'm not going to call them out. I feel like the only people I should ever call out on eye contact is maybe a kid or somebody that's in trouble. But if it's just one of my buyers and they feel so awkward that they don't want to look me in the eye, more power to them, you know? I'll still try to create a space where they feel comfortable. I mean, they may have some deep-rooted thing that is never going to come up. But allow them to just be who they are in some situations when you're trying to build the confidence and build the trust. And take your victories. If it's just a glance, it's good. I'll take that, you know?
Well, there's difference in different types of eye contact, too.
Right.
Like, I've had bosses before management that were, you know, two tiers above me. And there were a few that I remember, they would give you eye contact, but they had no facial expression. They sat back in their chair and they just stared at you the entire time you talked.
Yeah, they're not there.
It was almost an intimidating look. Like, so the whole time you're talking, like, what's going through their head? They gave no idea, no expression, no body language for you to try to gauge, is this making sense to them? Are they angry? Are they happy? I think that is even worse than other body languages, no expression at all.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's the anticipation of what you don't know. I think that's where, and I was raised with a father that was pretty much direct.
You knew where he stood.
You know where he stood. You got your instructions. You did what you did. And I've kind of developed that, not because of to leave out any room for interpretation, if you will, and sometimes to over-explain, to micromanage, to do things that are putting everyone in a position to where it's clear the intent, not just by the voice speaking it or the authority speaking it, but by the intensity of the whole body. It's a language within itself. Body language. This is real talk. We want to thank you for listening in this morning, and I hope that you will go give somebody a hug. Show them that kind of language today. Good morning, everybody. Real Talk is sponsored by Champion Services Incorporated, your local remodel and restoration company, and the Red Door Church, a ministry that loves this community. If you're interested in sponsorship or you have a story you want to share or want to be a part of this program, contact us at reachus.realtalkradio@gmail.com.